Vitoc serves in the third offering in four ball, 1-2. Out of Omaha, Nebraska. So three Creighton Blue Jays on the Raptors roster. The 1-2 way down low. And they're all natives of Omaha. So a 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes. Vitoc to 2-2. And fouled off right side. Count remains at two balls and two strikes. Malachi Vitoc already one strikeout today. He'll look, deliver the 2-2 on a curveball inside for a ball. So the count runs full at 3-2. 1 out. Vitoc kicks, winds up, serves in the 3-2. Outside for ball number 4. So Ratliff will take first, and that will put a runner on for the Battle Jacks. So this brings up Spencer Verberg, the catcher. 0-for-1 today with a strikeout. At first stands Ratliff. One down. Vitoc serves a swing and a line drive that goes right into the glove of Johnson. Flings it over to first. Right on time for a double play. Excellent play there for Ty Johnson. And doing what he does best. Heads up plays. Raptors lead 6-0 as we head to the top of the sixth inning. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. In roller derby, it's not a game, it's a bout. And each jam is filled with insane drive blocks and rushing soul crushes that rip shivers through your toe stocks. Pace line, pivot line, jam a grand slam, whip a scoring pass, or you're down with rink rash. Yeah, there's a whole lot of insane out there. And every Wisconsin roller derby girl knows to be insanely good on the flat track, you can't be insanely drunk. And if you can't be drunk on those wheels, you'd be super insane to roll drunk on your car's wheels. So take it from Wisconsin's best jammers, blockers, and pivots. When it comes to driving,
drive sober on the road,
no matter how many wheels you roll.
Because you can't lap the pack with an OWI riding your back. So ladies and guys, drive sober or get pulled over. And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Download the free Drive Sober app with a Find a Ride feature, awesome videos, and more at WITrafficSafety.org.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Top of the sixth inning, Raptors lead 6-0 as they've out-hit Battle Jacks 8-1 in a pitching change coming in for Battle Creek, as it looks to be number 5, Avery Masseau from St. Anselm College and a Bedford, New Hampshire native. Not too many New Hampshire guys you see come in, especially here in the Northwoods League. So the rising redshirt senior, 9 games appeared in, 7 innings pitched, allowing 8 hits and 14 runs, but he's acquired 6 strikeouts. So a guy that is looking to just continue to get more pitches down and get reps, because he's a left-hander, so stands at 6-2, and he'll face against the first batter of Garrett Broussard and throws in 4 ball, 1-0. 1-0 count. Moiseau delivers out and away for a ball, 2-0. So a run for the Raptors in the first, 3 runs in the second, and then 2 in the fourth. They've held the Battle Jacks to 1 hit. A 2-0 count. Moiseau delivers up and away out for a ball, 3-0. A 3-0 count. Moiseau fires and finds his own in for a strike, 3-1. Moiseau again. The 3-1 home. Down below for ball number 4, so Broussard will take first. And he's walked, so Garrett Broussard, on his first walk of the day, will take first. So, the runner on, no outs, top of the 6. Jack Gervich, 1-for-2 today with a walk. Moiseau looks over at first. Broussard the leadoff. And fires in, up and away, out. But finds the zone, in for a strike. 0-1. No balls, a strike. The 0-1. Swing and a miss outside for Gervich. Just a little bit late. 0-2. Moiseau again. The 0-2 delivery. Swing and a miss outside once again. Same pitch, same result. Strike at number 3. So Gervich goes down, but only one out. As this brings up Jorge Degatti. 2-for-3 today with an RBI. He's been spectacular. At first stands Broussard. Moiseau fires out and away this time for a ball. 1-0. So Jorge Degatti out of Indiana. A Gator previously, then a Hoosier. A native of Miami. The 1-0 as he swings and flies a ball into left field and drops before Mazzola can get to it. So Mazzola seeming like he could have possibly got to it, but just a little shy on the effort, so Degatti will take first. Degatti at first, and this brings up Broussard at second. So Peyton Mazzola just... And ball dropped right in front of him. Thought he could have possibly gotten that. So now Nolan Sailors is up with a strikeout, 0-for-3 today. And a swing and a line drive. And Pyatt reaches out, makes a grab, flings it over to second for a double play. Excellent play from the shortstop and Fisher. Pyatt gets the fly out and then absolutely zips it over to second for Broussard to get out. So that is 3 outs. We head to the bottom of the 6th inning. Raptors lead 6-0. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies. High of 76, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows level off around 59. Cloudy skies expected. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 71. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 76.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your 4-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at 4 convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
If you have sustained an injury or have joint pain, You may need Wisconsin River Orthopedics. After a thorough examination, you may be prescribed therapy. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features their own in-house therapy center, staffed by experienced occupational and physical therapy professionals. If you need surgery for your ailment from one of their four surgeons, you may need therapy afterwards. Call 715-424-1881 or go to WROinstitute.com. 715-424-1881. Relieving pain and restoring lives.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom of the sixth, we go. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR, and the Rafters have just dominated this game. They lead 6-0. It's been all Wisconsin Rapids. A run in the first, three runs in the second, and then 2 runs in the fourth. So for them, they're up to 9 hits total on the day. And only the Battle Jacks, 1 hit for them. It came at the hands of the shortstop, Fisher Pyatt, who just made an excellent double play. Has a swing and a ground ball from Mazzola over to second. Johnson, 1 hit, and then throws. One down. So Johnson has been busy there at second today. He's had a double play of his own, and Cam Farrar 0-for-2 today. Not gotten a hit, and he struck out. So Malachi Vitok, 13 pitches, a walk and a strikeout. He serves in, up and away for a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count. Vitok looks, delivers the 1-0, and grazes the right part of the zone in for a strike, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Vitok again fouled off backside from Clark. So Nicholas Clark, a strikeout. 0-for-1 today. The 1-2 inside. And Jensen thought it was strike number 3, but it comes in for a ball. He was really lively to get up. And is having a word with the home plate umpire. Thought it was a strike. And up here and did as well. But the umpire just called it for a ball. 1-2-2. So one out, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Malachi Vitok out of Creighton from Omaha, Nebraska, serves in the 2-2. Him, Sailors, and Haligzo, all the Creighton guys, and play their collegiate ball in the Big East. The full count. Swinging a ground ball over to Johnson. Scoops it up in the glove and flings it over to first. More of the second out. So back-to-back ground outs. Ty Johnson has been a part of. As this brings up to the top of the order, JT Sokolov. 2 at-bats today. Not gotten a hit. 2 down, bottom 6. Rafters in front, 6-0. As the first offering comes in for a strike. 0-1. No balls, 1 strike. The 0-1 is pulled away out right side for a ball. 1-1. One ball, 1 strike. The 1-1. Inside for a strike. 1-2. So 1-2 count with 2 down. The 1-2. Swinging a line drive that drops into center field. And the second hit of the game belongs to Sokolov. And a runner on for the Battle Jacks. A much needed hit. So Charlie Reed will step in. So Reed 0-for-2. A runner on first with Sokolov. Two hits total in comparison to the 9 for the Rafters. Vitek with a strikeout and is allowed a hit. Zips in the first pitch for a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count. Vitek, the 1-0, swinging a drive that goes over the head of Johnson, rounding second and heading for third is Sokolov. The throw from Sailors is not in time, goes to Johnson, just sliding in safe. Was Ree. So Ree gets to second. Sokolov to third, and here come the Battle Jacks in the bottom of the 6th. 2 down for the Rafters. And some momentum for Battle Creek. Back-to-back hits for them. So Malachi Vitek will have to regather himself as Fisher Pyatt, the other Battle Jack, with a hit. And Vitek sets in and throws out for a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count with 2 down. The 1-0 popped up out backside and fouled off, 1-1. Runners on second and third. Charlie Ree at second, Sokolov at third. 2 down, and the 1-1 out and away for ball. The biggest inning on the offensive side Battle Creek has had, for sure. Two-one count. Vitek fires in for a strike, 2-2. The check swing came across from Pyatt. So Malachi Vitek looking for his 8th strike of the season, the 2-2. And that ball zipped out on the right side, out of play. 2-2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. Vitek, the 2-2, way down low and outside for ball 3. So the count runs full with 2 down. The potential of bases being loaded as Allgaier's on deck. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Vitek shakes it off, looking to close this one out on an inning where he's given up 2 hits. Big pitch here from Malachi Vitek. Will come set now. Wines fires in the 3-2 and out below for ball number 4. So that allows Pyatt to get to first. The bases are juiced with Jake Allgaier, who hasn't gotten a hit today. He struck out twice. He's due up. So at first is Pyatt. Second is Ree. Third is Sokolov. So in the cleanup spot, Allgaier has an opportunity to make this a game. As the first offering comes in down low for a ball, 1-0. Vitek still looking to shut the door on this inning as Jensen having a word with his pitcher right now. But if you're Wisconsin Rapids, you just have to get an out. This has been a game where the Battle Jacks haven't gotten many hits. They haven't had a lot of offensive success, but 2 straight hits for them has put them in runners in scoring position, and then a walk. So now with 2 down, bases loaded, and now down to the count, 1-0 is Vitek. One ball, no strikes. Vitek fires the 1-0 above the zone for a ball, 2-0. 5 scoreless innings of baseball for Battle Creek. Perhaps could it end now? The 2-0. Swinging a ground ball that pulls away out. Foul on the right side. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Vitek, one strikeout today. The 2-1, down low on an ankle-high fastball for a ball, 3-1. So one more ball away from sending Sokolov home. Three balls, a strike. Vitek fires in the 3-1 swing and a miss, but pulled away, fouled on the right side, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Bases loaded, two down, bottom six, and the count runs full. Massive pitch here from Malachi Vitek. The 3-2, swinging a ball, pulled out backside behind home plate. Count is 3-2 still. Three runners on. This is the most momentum the Battle Creek Battle Jacks have had all game. The 3-2. And down low for ball number four. So Sokolov gets home. The Battle Jacks get on the board. And the base is loaded once again. Allgaier to first, Pyatt to second, and Reed to third. So 6-1 now. And this brings up Cam Farrar. 0-2 today with a strikeout. And once again, so the Jacks cut the lead to 5. Two hits for them here in this inning as a swing and a ball well hit into left center field. And reaching out, making an easy grab is Sailors. But the Battle Jacks get a run. Rafters lead 6-1. We head to the top of the 7th inning here on WFHR.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E. That biz.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Six innings down, three more to go, and the Rafters lead 6-1. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Well, the Rafters started off in the top of the first with a run, three runs in the second, and they got two runs in the fourth, but they gave up a run in the bottom of the sixth. And it was bases juiced for the Battle Jacks, and Vitek walked a batter, which allowed Sokolov to get home. But other than that, Rafters 9 hits on the day, and Chris Conniff is due up on Avery Masseau, who will fire in the first pitch. Down low for a ball, 1-0. So Conniff 1-for-2 today with a run, and he's also walked as well. So the left-hander on left-hand, lefty pitcher on the left-handed batter, as it goes way ahead and bounces off the helmet of Conniff. And he was hit by a pitch, he'll take first. So Conniff at first, and this brings up the bottom of the order, Levi Jensen, who got a base hit on his last at-bat. So Jensen, 1-for-3 today. He got his 6th hit all year. So batting in the 9 hole as first offering comes down low for a ball. So 14 pitches allowed a hit, a walk, and a strikeout. 1-0 count. The 1-0 comes in as Jensen swings and hits a fly ball into deep left center field. And that ball drops in front of Sokolov. Rounding second, heading for third is Conniff. He'll get to third. Jensen will get to second. Hung in the air for a while. And Sokolov turned around. Ball dropped in front of him. And well, Levi Jensen getting another hit. So Jensen at second. Conniff at third. And now two runners in scoring position for the Raptors. How about Levi Jensen? So it looks to be, well, it looks to be an error. Came in from Sokolov, but Jensen absolutely smashed that ball. So the infield shifted in. So Jensen, a big hit with the ball, but it came in as an error, but still enough. He made great contact as the ball bounced in to Verberg. So Conniff at third, Jensen at second. It's a second error for the Battle Jacks.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Dings a ball into left center. Came as an error from Sokolov, which looked like a hit, but Jensen gets to second. Conniff got to third. And then Logan Hugo was also hit by a pitch as well, so the bases are loaded. And Brendan Bobo already with a 3-run home run this game. Got it in the top of the second. 1-for-2 with a run. A walk, a strikeout. And has 3 RBIs off that 3-run home run. So definitely a guy that you want to have up for Wisconsin Rapids as the first throw comes down low for a ball, 1-0. A 1-0 count with one down. The 1-0, swinging a ground ball over to Clark at second, looks over at second, fields it over to first, but Conniff gets home. And the Raptors extend their lead to 7-1. So Bobo grounds out, but a ground out RBI and allows Conniff to add to this lead. Raptors 7, Battle Jacks 1, 2 down. Jensen at third, Hugo at second. And this brings up Garrett Broussard. So Masseau nearing 22 pitches as a swing and a fly ball hits a deep left center field, heading back towards the wall. That bounces on a one-hop bounce. One run scores, and Hugo gets home. Two scores and a two RBI double for Garrett Broussard. Jensen and Hugo. Raptors lead 9-1. Another three-run inning for them. And Garrett Broussard, how about it? A three RBI day for him. Raptors up to 10 hits as Jack Gurevich will step in. Two down. Coming set is Masseau. He'll dig in. Fire in the first pitch. In for a ball, 1-0. 1-0 count, Raptors 9, Battle Jacks 1. They've out-hit them 10-3, and the Raptors have not committed an error. Two down, one away, here in the top of the seventh. The 1-0, swinging a foul ball, pulled back out on the right side. Out of play, 1-1. A 1-1 count. Masseau will look in, serve the 1-1, swing and a line drive into left center field, reaching out and making the grab is Sokolov for the third out, but three runs for the Raptors in the seventh as we head to the bottom of the seventh inning here on WFHR.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the seventh inning, Raptors 9, Battle Jacks 1, and Vitek on the mound as Ratliff swings and drives a ball into deep left center field and reaching out, making an easy grab, is Bobo. One down. So 10 hits for Wisconsin Rapids, 3 for Battle Creek. They've been all over them from the get-go. A run in the first, 3 runs in the second, 2 runs in the fourth, and then another 3-run inning in the seventh. And Spencer Verberg, 0-for-2 today. And Vitoc sets in for a strike, 0-1. The 0-1 in four strike, 0-2. So Vitoc ahead in the count. No balls, 2 strikes. The 0-2 down and away for a ball. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Bottom seven. Raptors have just been all over him. A swing and a ground ball over to Broussard. Scoops it up in the glove. Has all the time in the world. And gets Verberg out running at first. 2 down. This brings up Peyton Mazzola, the left fielder. 0-for-2 today with a strikeout. So Mazzola's had a busy day on the defensive side of the ball in left field. A lot of balls hit for the Raptors were into left and left center field. So 2 outs, 1 away. Mazzola, the right-hander, on Vitoc. Vitoc fires in. That bounces off the glove of Jensen and rolls away. 4 ball, 1-0. 1-0 count. Setting in is Vitoc. He'll serve the 1-0. Swing and a miss upstairs for strike number one. 1-1. One ball, 1 strike. The 1-1. Swing and a bouncer that bounces into the glove of Broussard at short. Flings it over to first for the third out. So a 1-2-3 inning for the Raptors. We head to the top of the eighth. They lead 9-1. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
Raptors Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Konoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. But did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top of the eighth inning, Raptors lead 9-1. As it's been a day for them, they have just got off on the front foot, have not looked back since. It's been all Wisconsin Rapids here in the second game in Battle Creek. They're about 2 innings away from splitting this series and getting their first win of this Michigan road trip. So Jorge Degatti will step in, and he's had quite the day, leading the team in hits right now, 3-for-4. With an RBI. So Degatti, the right-hander on Avery Masseau. Masseau fires in, bounces, And DeGatti got hit by a pitch. Yeah, he got hit in the ankle, so he'll take first. So Masseau, one strikeout so far today. He's allowed two hits and three runs. So DeGatti stands at first, and this brings up Nolan Sailors, who will step in. Sailors, the only Rafter today that has not gotten a hit. So he's looking for his first today as a bounce into the glove of Verberg. And DeGatti thought about going two for a sec, but has retreated back. 1-0 count. Only run for the Battle Jacks came in the bottom of the six. 9-1 game, top eight. If Sailors gets a hit, everybody in the lineup would have gotten a hit today, so that'd be quite the accomplishment given from yesterday how the game was. The 1-0 inside for a strike, 1-1. Yeah, the only hit yesterday came from Ty Johnson. Everybody else did not record a hit. So the difference from yesterday to today is quite drastic. The 1-1 and finds the zone, the left edge for a strike, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. The 1-2, swing and a miss for strike number three. So Sailors goes down swinging, potentially his last at-bat of the day. And a little bit frustrated with that, but Chris Conniff is due up. One out, and that's Masseau's second strikeout of the afternoon. So Conniff, one hit on two at-bats with two runs. He's been crossed home plate twice. Johnson has, and Hugo has three times. So at least three guys have crossed home plate twice as Conniff swings and flies a ball. And that goes away from Allgaier at third, picking up and throwing his Pyatt at shortstop, but by that time, Conniff was already there. So Conniff at first, DeGatti at second, and an error popped up from the third baseman, Allgaier. Conniff at first, at second is DeGatti. One down, that's the third error for the Battle Jacks today. As Masseau fires way outside for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. One down. The 1-0. And bounces into the foot of Jensen. He'll take first. Conniff will move to second. And DeGatti to third. Base is loaded. Rafters on the verge of adding to what's already a big lead here today. They've played well on both sides of the ball. And Chris Clark, potentially Masseau's day could be done. And it looks to be. So Masseau ends his day. 2 1/3 innings pitched. 33 pitches. 2 hits and 3 runs allowed. 3 of those came earned. He's gotten a walk and 2 strikeouts. So pitching change in store as number 10, Trey Benjamin from Western Illinois, rising senior from Mundelein, Illinois. So another Illinois native. So Benjamin, 9 games played, an 0-3 record, has 16 innings pitched, allowed 18 hits, 17 runs, has walked 15 batters, but he's had 12 strikeouts. So Benjamin, the right-hander, rising senior. He gave up 6 hits to Kalamazoo back on June the 1st. 5 hits to Green Bay back on June the 17th. But he's at a 7.31 ERA. So this will be the fourth pitcher for the Battle Jacks on a day where their three pitchers combined have had five strikeouts. So Raptors looking to add to their lead and fully put this game away. 9-1, already a big lead, but they can find a way to get a couple more runs. And it doesn't seem like there's any coming back from the Battle Jacks. But I've seen crazier things happen, so Raptors are going to have to keep playing their high-level game here for the next two innings. But it's been a day for them that they surely can erase the memory of last night, getting shut out for the first time this season, having one hit for the first time this season. But Jensen at first, Conniff at second, and Degatti at third. And this brings up the top of the order, Ty Johnson. One down. So Johnson will step in to the left-hander on the right-handed pitcher of Trey Benjamin. One out, top of the eighth inning. Benjamin will look in and serve his first pitch of the day as a swing and a ground ball that goes in between first and second. Degatti gets home. Conniff rounding third. He's heading for home. And two runs scored. And getting the third on a pinch hit. And it looks to be was Duffy. Did he get out at third? He did. But two run score for the Raptors as they lead 11-1. And Ty Johnson, an RBI for him. His second of the day, Logan Hugo, will step in. Two more runs. Raptors have scored on five of the eight innings today. As Benjamin serves in four strike, 0-1. So a two RBI day for Ty Johnson. Two runs for him. Two hits. The 0-1. Down low for the ball. 1-1. 1-1 count. With two down. Benjamin looks at first. He'll come set. The 1-1. Inside for a ball, 2-1. So two balls, one strike. That first is Johnson, the 2-1. Swing and a miss outside for strike number two. 2-2. Deuces across the board. Raptors, 11 hits, 11 runs. Battle Jacks, one run and three hits. The 2-2, way below the zone for a ball. So the count runs at 3-2, two outs, three errors for the Jacks today. Raptors have committed error-free baseball. When they're getting a lot of hits, a lot of runs, and no errors, this team is hard to beat. The 3-2, swinging a ball, hit into center, and reaching out, making an easy grab. You'll never have an easier out. It's Sokolov for the third out, but two runs for the Raptors, top of the eighth. They lead 11-1 as we head to the bottom of the inning here on WFHR.
You have been listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E. .biz.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the eighth, Rafters 11, Battle Jacks 1, and that means a pitching store coming in for Wisconsin Rapids. Sam Schmidt picking up where Vitoc left on the mound. Schmidt, a guy that's had five games appeared this season, an 0-1 record where he lost the opening day start against Lakeshore. He's had 10 innings of work, 9 hits and 5 runs allowed, and 9 strikeouts. So the left-hander from Salem University and also another Michigan native from Traverse City. So the Rafters take on the Pitts Bitters tomorrow in Traverse City, so it'll be kind of a homecoming for him as the 1-0 has a swing and a line drive that drops into left field and a leadoff hit for Nicholas Clark. That's the fourth hit of the game for the Battle Jacks. But Sam Schmidt actually played for the Traverse City Pitts Bitters back in 2020. So playing against his former team, playing in his hometown. So JT Sokolov will step in. One hit today with a run. At first is Clark, top of the order with Sokolov. He's had a busy day out at center field. Schmidt, the left-hander, fires in the first offering. In four ball, 1-0. One out count. Schmidt dials. Looks, serves the 1-0, swinging a ball, hit into center field. Sailors backpedals a couple steps, reaches out, makes an easy grab for one down. So a fly out from Sokolov, and this brings up Charlie Reed with a hit as well. So the right fielder, 3 at-bats. He's 1-for-3. So at first is Clark. Schmidt will look in. Glances at first, fires in the first pitch. And down low and away for a ball, 1-0. One oh count. They set the kick to fire. Swinging a ground ball that goes over to Broussard, away from his glove. And that allows a runner to get to first. Reed to get to first. Clark to get to second. And now this brings up Fisher Pyatt. So one down, two runners on here in the bottom of the eighth for the Battle Jacks. So Fisher Pyatt, a hit as well with a walk. So the left-hander on Schmidt. Schmidt serves in, up and away for a ball. 1-0. 1-0 count with one down. Schmidt looks. Kicks and fires in the 1-0. Swing and a drive that drops into right field. That goes into the chest of Hugo. Rounding third, heading for home. And, well, Clark scores. And the first RBI of the day comes at the hands of Fisher Pyatt. So now it's 11-2. Ree gets to third. And Fisher Pyatt at first. So Jake Allgaier is due up. So 11-2 now. One down. The 1-0 inside for a ball. Oh, excuse me. The first pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. So Allgaier with an RBI as he was walked, which allowed Sokolov to get home. So that's where the RBI came from. The 1-0 from Schmidt. Up and outside for a ball, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Runners on first and third. The 2-0. Down low and away for a ball. So one ball away from getting the bases juiced here in the bottom of the eighth. 3-0 count. Schmidt will come set. Fire the 3-0 up and outside for ball number four. So the base is loaded once again for the Battle Jacks. Allgaier at first, Pyatt at second, and Charlie Ree at third. Cam Farrar will step in 0 for 3 today. Got a base hit. Excuse me. 0 for 3 today, and slots in as a first base player, so he's still looking for his first base hit. One out. And pitch comes in. Looks like a defensive change here for the Rafters. Shane Taylor looks to be slotted in at second. So 0-1 count. The 0-1 swinging a popped up ball into the first baseman, and well, actually the second baseman, Taylor reaches out, makes a grab. So Johnson comes out, and Shane Taylor and gets the second out. 2 down. Bottom 8. Base is still loaded. As Kyle Ratliff 0-2 today with a DH. So the DH has been walked and struck out. Schmidt 2 down, bottom 8. He'll set and fire in and finds his own for a strike. 0-1. No balls, a strike. Schmidt kicks and fires the 0-1. Down low for a ball, 1-1. One count. The 1-1 swinging a drive into center field and reaching out and making the grab is Broussard, the shortstop. So that is the third out, and the Rafters give up a run, but they lead 11-2 as we head to the top of the ninth inning and potential.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces,